This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show, man. We have something fun and special for you this time. It's Comedy Quickies from Northern California. That's right, six. Count them, six different stand-up comics, all from Northern California. Most out of the Bay Area, but a couple great local acts. You're going to hear six comics in fast repetition. I won't have a lot of interruptions, but I'm just excited to jump into it. Later on, we have locals, Jack Gallagher and Ben Tony. And then out of the Bay Area, you'll hear Tree, Sam Gutman, Brian Leonard. And right now, coming up to open things off, the Comedy Quickies of Northern California, here's a terrific comic juggler, Ungayo. Let's make him feel special. Ladies and gentlemen, Ungayo, right here, Ungayo.
All right, yes. Drink, have a drink, get drunk, call in blind tomorrow.
It's me, I'm blind. I just can't see coming in today.
Oh, that's all right. It's okay. Are there designated drivers tonight? Two. Yeah, one person. I got a bus. Woo! Everybody else, hell no, the streets are wide. Yeehaw! I love to be the designated driver. They probably don't do it here because Scott needs money. But most clubs will give the designated driver free non-alcoholic beverages. It's awesome. I spend the whole night drinking coffee, Coca-Cola. I'm wired is what happens, man. I'm strung out on sugar and caffeine. I got a car full of drunk people. Hold on! They're all in the back. I get to make up the stories the next day.
Hey, man, what happened?
You're getting married. You're getting married. Na, 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 na. On the road a lot. I was in Arizona. Arizona, they were having a contest because, you know, states have slogans like Oklahoma or whatever. They're having a contest. And so I wanted to help out. So I thought some slogans for Arizona like, good God, it's hot. Or Martin Luther who? It's okay. It's an election year. David Duke was running. Wanted him to win, but I don't think he is. I wanted David Duke to be president. For real, we haven't had a good assassination in almost 30 years. And, you know, all right. Anybody could shoot David Duke. Anybody, especially a brother. Anybody could shoot David Duke, really, and get away with it. How do you plead? Self-defense. Oh, go on home. See you later. Arizona gets a holiday. Everybody's happy. So, some people laugh. It's like a room full of trout. We shouldn't have smoked both of those in the car. Is the kitchen still open? On the road a lot. I was in Gillette, Wyoming. 3,241 people that have never seen a black man. I swear to God. This is my impression of everybody in Gillette when I get to town. I ask if you can touch his hair. Oh, man, a lot of white people here. Look, it's like a Grateful Dead show. I love to go to Dead shows. I do try to blend in. Put on my tie-dye t-shirt, dance like the white folks. Why do you guys dance like that? Oh, I'm just trying to keep the music out my face, dude. Drink. They're drinking. They're having, what is that foo-foo thing? What is that? What is it? Come on. I don't have but 3-4 more minutes. What is it? Shirley Temple. That's not so bad. It's not like the other foo-foo drinks. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, sand in my crack on the beach or whatever they call it. You know what it is? It's gone too far. All right. I was in San Jose, California. The drink specials for the week were electric watermelons and chocolate monkeys. I was offended. I was. I walked up to the bar and said, yo, my man, yo, let me get a liquid grits and a white woman. He made them. $10. Man, I ain't never paid $10 for a white woman. That's cold. Some of you are laughing to me. Hey. You watch yourself. I got a rope and a truck. Dixon's real close. Because Scott said I juggle, so I'm going to do some juggle. We'll do it right quick. So here we go. I'm going to juggle for you today. Not one. Not two. Thought you had the good seats, didn't you? Yeah. Not one, not two, but three. Dirty socks. Here we go. Here we go. All right. You got a wallet? No, okay, here we go. I'm not Catholic, I gave it up for Lent. Here we go. All right, one trick, a very dangerous trick. The most dangerous trick ever to be attempted by one man with three hatchets under the leg. That's right. This trick is more dangerous for me than for any other juggler I know. Here we go! Thank you. Under the leg! Wait. Hate to go home white. Yeah, try explaining that. I was in Sacramento. It's the law. Here we go. We're gonna go under the right leg because I'm dressed left. Here we go. Under! Those of you that got that, explain it to the crowd. Under the leg. Thank you guys very much. Good night. Peace. Thanks a lot.
But while I was home, my sister had a baby, and I'm sure we have some moms here tonight, right? Yeah. Now, is that my sister said, I don't know if this is true, she said in the delivery room they put a mirror above the table so you can watch the birth. Really? And on the bottom it says, baby in mirror appears larger than it actually is. Is that true? I guess I'm getting to that age now, friends of mine having babies or getting married. I've been to so many weddings this past year, and I guess this is traditional. I was at a reception where they take the top layer of the wedding cake off to freeze it, and then they have it on their first anniversary, I guess. Yeah. Is it that? See, if you think about it, it seems like a silly tradition, because for a full year, this couple's putting up with, this is great, we have no room for ice cubes. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, but oh, what a taste treat that must be. Year-old cake with freezer burnt. What better way to say, I love you, really? I have noticed that people do eat differently in different parts of the country. Like when I moved here from Chicago, I went to a barbecue here in California. And the host of the barbecue had 14 different kinds of mustard. 14 different kinds, all of them imported. Now in Chicago, it's like, oh yeah, we got imported mustard. French's, okay? Okay? See, mustard is yellow, not gray, and poop on is something the dog does to the floor, okay? Dijon is a French word for de-toilet, all right? Okay, Dad. Sorry. I like going back there to visit, though. Every time I do, I look at my dad now. I see myself in 30 years. My dad's losing a lot of hair, going bald. And matter of fact, on his driver's license, underneath hair color, it says Caucasian. Last time I was in the Midwest, I saw one of the funniest slash dumbest things I've ever seen in my entire life. We go to this carnival, and this horrible thunderstorm breaks out. So I run into the beer tent, you know, because I'm Irish, and people expect that of me, apparently. It's like 10, 15 minutes later, lightning is crashing all around the carnival, and people are still riding the Ferris wheel. Well, this is no longer a Ferris wheel. At this point, ladies and gentlemen, this is now a thrill-seeking lightning rod of death. This is actually Darwin's natural selection process in action. I think it's time to weed out some of the dumb people. Hey, free Ferris wheel rides for everyone. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Grab your complimentary golf club. Hold it high. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Today we thin out the herd. All right. So dumb. I think this is incredibly dope. I just bought a car. I just bought a Ford Escort. Yeah. Well, I know, yeah, pretty much a Pinto on steroids, I know. But that's not the thing. The thing I think is so dopey, my escort has got airbags. Of course, with the escort, you have to inflate them yourself, you know. It's like, look over that tree, quick, blow. Well, they survived the crash, but he hyperventilated to death early. Sorry. It's kind of a wash, I guess. Actually, an amazing technological marvel, an airbag in a front-end collision shoots out of the steering wheel, something like 400 miles an hour. And a friend of mine got into a crash, and he lived, but now he's got Nova imprinted backwards across his forehead. It says Avon, you know. It's really too bad because he works for Amway, you know, and...
I was working in Los Angeles recently. That's a little pain in the ass. I took my kids down to Disneyland. I hadn't been there in about 10... There's a reason we... Disneyland is not for adults. They should have adult rides down there. They should have a ride for adults. They should call it the Gestalt Therapy Ride. And what you do, it's for adults only. You get in this line, right? 6-hour line. No ride, just this line. Kill the whole day doing this, right? When you get to the end of the line, they hand you a stick. You get to beat the crap out of Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Dumbo. Get the... It's not for adults, you know what I'm saying? So you guys think we're crazy. You think we're psychos in California, don't you? We're crazy. You guys are crazy. I was reading your paper today, and this is no bull. There was a thing about a lady, an old lady. Did you read this thing? She died, and her only son inherited her vast fortune, only he was schizophrenic and contested the will. I don't deserve it. Yes, I do. I'll sue. Go ahead. Yeah, we're psychos. Yeah, okay. The big chicken, that's all I know. Atlanta. It's fun. I'm not going to make fun of your airport. You already know it's huge, so I don't mean it's like it's, that's what they don't call it. They say O'Hare. It's like a city into itself. It's so damn big. Take a train to get to the damn luggage. You know, I flew on Delta. I came in. You guys fly Delta? I don't know, man. I've always had bad luck with it. I think Delta should be a Greek word. It says, like, take my shit to Guam, because they don't care, man. I've been wearing this all week. Break Sam's guitar. That's a third guitar, man. They broke two last year. They don't care. This is one of those tiny... You ever fly these things? A little tiny 10-passenger jet? This is a little... There's no stewardess on this thing. Just like a captain, co-pilot. They're the leftover guys, right? They're younger than me, got longer hair. They're like... They greet you. It's like, welcome aboard, dude. Hey, we'll jam. Oh, shut up, Biff. Just fly, man. No, I'm not kidding. This was like a tiny 10-passenger pressurized jet, right? The guy behind me farted. My ears popped. I'm not kidding. I swear to God. I ain't fucking bastard. Sorry. I fly too much. I'm one of those guys, if I don't smile, if I'm not smiling when I'm on an airplane, I got that kind of a terrorist look. I don't know why. People get real nervous, and I can tell. You know, I was flying to Alabama recently, and there was a Southern kid bugging me. He was just being a pain in the ass. He's going, "It's my first time on a plane. I'm a wee bit nervous." Right? Through my head. And I'm in a terrorist mood. I looked at him like this. I went. Calm down. He had a heart attack. He died. He said, "It's my last flight." Wouldn't you like to see, just for once in your life, just one time, an American hijack an Iranian airliner? Never ever hear about it. You know why? We don't even think like that because we're such good people. But I would like to see this. Don't kill anybody, but just take the damn thing for fun, right? See this American hijacking the thing? He's on the plane going, "My name's Buford T. Posser. And I'm taking this here plane to Tennessee."
Thank you very much, man. I got it from a king, man. Right before he died. Are you... Oh. Is that a new stamp they got for Elvis now? Speaking of fat. No, sorry. They couldn't decide whether they're going to use that really young Elvis, the 50s, or that 70 chunky Elvis. So they're going to keep them both. They're going to use the young Elvis for letters and the later Elvis for bulk mail. That's mean, huh? It's gonna be a little like lick stamp, his favorite food. Yo, man, that's my burkey butter on your mouth. No? Little Reebok pump stamp? Puka 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 puka. 1972? Puka puka puka. Okay, don't pick on the king, man, alright. You gotta laugh. You don't laugh, you end up like crazy when you're old. Don't you gotta give it up? If you don't laugh, you get that hump on your neck when you're an old person. No, you know what that hump is on your grandmother? It's stored laughter. Squeeze your grandma, she'll start laughing for no reason. You have to. It's a crazy world. It's sad, man. Homeless wherever you go, man. It was so bad the other day. I was in Texas. It was so sad. I saw a homeless guy, and all he had was a shopping cart wheel. So what do you do? And he goes, building it from scratch. San Francisco, you get two options when you're out of work. You're either homeless or a mime. You get those mimes. You know those guys in white face that walk around going, they're everywhere, aren't they? They drive you crazy. I was having a sandwich one day, and this mime came up to me. I think he was drunk or something. And he comes up to me, and he goes, hey, buddy. You want to watch me do some mime stuff? I said, you're not supposed to talk. You're a mime. He goes, oh, I'm not very good at it. Oh, man, I feel like a turd fat boy here. Look at that. My wife said I'm a fat guy. I'm not fat. Tell you when you're fat to me. When you're sleeping in bed, you got all the covers, and there's still a draft. Then you know you're... That's right. My wife said to me, you're fat. Why don't you go on get a bicycle? So I get one of those mountain bikes. You know why they call it a mountain bike? You want to ride it over to the first cliff and throw it off the edge. That's right. Then she said, get a helmet because you're getting old. So I get one of those helmets with the wind scoop in the back. You know what I mean? It's like putting a spoiler on a Vega, right? Wee! Aerodynamic, man. Kring, 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 kring. She should talk. My wife's a jock. She's like a female bodybuilder, right? Soon to be a male bodybuilder. It doesn't look good. No. It happens to women when they work out is they get really... They do. They get flat. They do. They just go in a little bit. My wife was flat when I met her. I'm not a breast man. No, it's really sad. It's just a nipple and ribs. There's nothing there. I'm sorry. It is. It looks like a happy face. That's what it looks like. Can we use that? Oh, man. The other day I had my braces. If I'm slobbering, let me know. I had my braces taken off. I'm not used to talking yet. And there was this 9-year-old kid getting his braces on. When mine were coming off, he looked at me and said, aren't you kind of both have had braces? I looked at him and went, oh, yeah, maybe. But when I got them on, I was your age. Kids are mean, man, aren't they, Nancy? I got two little girls. My daughter, when she was 2 years old, man, she set me up so bad. She never spoke in complete sentences. Just, daddy eat, daddy poo, daddy na. And one day, a whole sentence came out of her face. She was sitting on my shoulder. We're taking a walk. Mom's standing next to us. She looks at Mom and goes, Mommy, daddy lost me at the flea market today. She's like, ah! Just for 4 hours. Turn me in. Just like a woman. That's true. I took them down to that Monterey Aquarium recently. You've been down there? Isn't that fun? They got that hands-on tide pool. You can play with the starfish and the sea urchins. And all the little Japanese tourists are like filling their bags. Oh, man, that was cruel. Let's get the guitar. I know it's not much of a guitar. But then again, this ain't Vegas, so back off. Can you hear this okay in the back? I got to thinking of styles of music. Wouldn't you say that the blues is totally apple pie Americana? Couldn't sell the blues if you tried. It's our culture. Can you see one day maybe India doing it? Gandhi sings the blues. I got that back under my rashnish. Boogie woogie blues. Buddha Buddha baby. No? Maybe? You guys like country music? You know that? I don't understand it. It's always the same three chords. Look at I room. It's always the same thing, you know?
I'd like to sing for you right now one of my favorite loser victim songs.
You know, I grew up in the Woodstock generation, man. All those great, great tunes. They're all being sold off to TV commercials. That's crazy. I'm waiting for, like, Bob Dylan to go commercial. I'll kill myself. He's up there, Bobby, on the tube one day. Lee-lee-dee-lee. Lay across my orthopedic mattress with new high tension coil. Tell them butter tension.
Yeah, thank you very much. right, kiddies, let's dispense with the social amenities. Hi, how is everyone? Your lack of response tells me some of you people don't quite trust me yet. So let's take a moment here, examine the dynamics. You are a crowd. I am German. We are good with crowds. You can trust me. So once again, from the top, hi, how is everyone? Good. What's everyone's name? Where's everyone from? What does everyone do for a living? All right, we've established a rapport. You guys like magic? I understand why you hesitate. You think I'm gonna do something stupid like an illusion, maybe pull a gerbil out of my butt? No. I'm not done with the gerbil yet. What I propose to do for you people tonight is honest-to-goodness Merlin stuff. Do you trust me? Yeah. Outstanding. This is an ordinary glass of water. Now, if anyone doesn't believe me, feel free to come forward and try it. Don't worry, this thing just about cleared up, see? Cool, you trust me. Settle. I take the water. I recite the magic incantation. Eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blindworm's sting. These are a few of my favorite. It's no longer water, now it's wine. I don't need all of you to believe me, just 12 of you. Shalom. Periodically get in trouble when I do that bit because there are certain segments of this society that think I'm making fun of religion. Kiddies, look at me. Do I look like the kind of man who'd make fun of religion no matter how silly it might appear? No, but I will admit to having one issue with religion. I'm starting to see it in places I don't think it was intended. Now, you guys got any Christian schools in your neighborhoods? Well, let me qualify that. Christian or Catholic? Because there's a difference. Catholics are Catholics. Christians are Christians. By applause, we're the Catholics tonight. Cool, Catholics, let's have some fun. I want you to squint your eyes and look at me. Don't I look like every nun you ever had?
Young man, you stop having fun. Life is meant to be endured, not enjoyed.
God bless you, sister. Vote Republican.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying Comedy Quickies. That was Tree, always a fun and unique act. Hey, I just wanted to give you a fair warning. The next two sets are a little low volume. Again, these weren't taped professionally. They were taped live at the club. So if you get a chance, turn up your volume a little bit and enjoy some great comedy with one of our local favorites, Ben Tony, and a favorite club headliner right out of Sacramento. He's done lots of one-man shows. Right after Ben Tony is Jack Gallagher. Hope you're enjoying Comedy Quickies. Here's some more.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here all the way from Placerville. You know where that is? No. About 170 miles from here. Tiny little town, just like Mayberry. Anyway, nice to be here in a big city. Nice to see a nice big crowd in here. Huge audience. You guys feel huge? Nothing personal, I feel huge myself about it. I get right into it. I come from a large Catholic family, and I know there's some, that's not the joke, but you can relate to it. All right. I have 8 brothers and sisters, how about you?
What about you?
4, all right, that's not a big family. 8 brothers, you know, I got 3 brothers, 5 sisters, and 3 of my sisters are pregnant right now. My mother is just so excited by this, you know. Over the house, she's saying things like, well, there must be something in the air. Yeah, there's something in the air, Ma. I think it's their ankles. I don't think there's any mystery what's going on, Ma. You had 9 of your own. It shouldn't be too tough. And I don't mean to imply that my mother's not bright. She's a very bright woman, but she's just, you know, naive at certain things, you know. And she got an obscene phone call one time. This cracked me up because the guy called up and starts asking her the most lewd questions over the telephone, and she's like answering them all. You know what I mean? I mean, she's getting into this, giving him a straight answer. She doesn't know what he's talking about, but she you know, I guess if she thought if she got the answers right, she'd win luggage or something. She was into this, you know? And he's saying things like, guess what I'm holding in my hand right now? It's 9 inches long and it's really, really hard. She says, oh, that's easy. It's the phone. See, she's smart, but I don't think that's what he had in mind. But... right one. Naive, you know? And I'm the second oldest in the family. I'm number two in the lineup. And just for my own edification here, just by applause, how many people here are over 30? Just clap if you're over 30. Look at the enthusiasm. This guy. Nah, I'm fucking 30, yeah. And you're pissed off at me, too, man. Not the first one. I'm just saying, you didn't look enthusiastic. All right, by applause, how many of you think that's old?
No.
I'm 40. 40 years old. And you know, right there is what's making me feel old. I felt pretty young until I discovered that. Oh, man. You know, you can't see the back of your own head, so naturally, I mean, I had no idea how thin my hair was getting back there until I spent all afternoon one day out on a boat without a hat. Step out of the shower the next day, went to brush my hair. I'm telling you, there's nothing like stiff bristles across third-degree burns to wake you up in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. This was... oh, God, that stung so bad. I got two mirrors, you know. I'm looking at the back of my head, and I'm trying to think, here's this big pink stain that had never been there before, you know? I'm pissed off. But the worst thing is now, it's embarrassing, because I'm walking around now, I look at this, I look like a fucking zoo monkey, for Christ's sake. Did you think it's funny? People throwing peanuts at me when I leave the room? I hate that. You got all your hair, of course. You're... could happen to you, though. Could happen to you just like that. Because, you know, it came up on me like that. I mean, here's how you know, too, when it happens to you. Be at home one day watching TV, flipping through the channels, you're going to pause a little bit longer on that fucking spray paint commercial. That's all I need is gang graffiti on the back of my head, too. Yeah. Zoom monkey with a tag back there, that's all. Somebody told me I could tattoo hair back on there. Have you heard about this? I'd say I could not get a tattoo. I can't commit to anything like that. You know, this is a lifetime thing. Anybody here have tattoos? I know somebody must have one. Yeah? A lot of you? Never do that. You gotta be careful, because that's a lifetime thing. That is a permanent reminder of something that's important to you. No? It's a mistake? You got one too, don't you? What does yours say?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. And that's what's important to you? Nothing at all? Yeah, I'm glad you have a permanent reminder of that. Is it a picture of something? Stars. Where are they located? That's what we mean. Oh, behind your head? Back your head where no one can see it. Now that your hair's long, when you shave your head... My point exactly, folks. You gotta be careful what you tattoo on yourself, because... I have a friend from high school. Give you an example. I have a friend... Vince Davis is his name. And Vince Davis got drunk one day, tattooed his own initials on his arm. That's right. Now he can't buy a date. You know, look at this. It's a table full of ladies going, oh, yeah, I've never seen bed with a guy like... you know, VD. That's what he's really doing. Vince Davis. Whatever it is you tattoo on yourself, you know, by the time you're like 90 years old, it's just a wrinkly green bruise anyway, so be certain that it's something that you want to... You know, I think when you're like 85, 90, that's when you should be getting a tattoo anyway, because that's when you need a permanent reminder of things, isn't it? I got a suggestion. How about this for right across the back of your hand? Turn off your fucking blinker. That'd be a good thing. That would make sense. So we have basketball fans in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say? The Bulls?
Yeah.
Don't you guys root for the Warriors here?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm from near Sacramento, so I root for the Bulls, too. Anything? The Kings are sucking, eh? They traded away my favorite player, Spud Webb. You know who this guy is?
Yeah.
Is that guy cool? 5'7", and this guy has won the slam dunk competition twice. I'm 5'7". I can barely jump out of bed in the morning. And this guy's flying with these 7 footers, I think, is amazing. And the coolest thing about Spud Webb, if you go to a game, right next to his picture in the program, it says, Spud Webb, shown actual size. That's pretty cool. If you ever get a chance to listen to a basketball game on the radio, though, pass this up. Man, this is the worst sport they could broadcast on the radio. Because, you know, this is it. For 48 minutes. 10 pairs of size 15 sneakers hammering on a hardwood floor. No, if you can't see the action, that is going to drive you nuts, isn't it? Just stick your head in a beehive for an hour. How about that? Would that be the same thing? First time I heard this, I was in my car. You know, I'm driving along, turn on the radio, and my fan belts were coming loose. You know what I mean? A piece of crap of a car at that time, a 1970 Fiat. So of course, every little noise was a big concern for me. Fiat, exactly. Remember that? What did they say Fiat stood for? Fix it again, Tony. Here's a Fiat owner right here. I had my own nickname for my Fiat. It was Rambo. Every morning when I started this car, it sounded exactly like Sylvester Stallone. And I mean exactly. Especially in the wintertime. You know, when I turn the key, just... It's a battery. Trade it up. Get rid of that thing. Got an AMC Pacer. I don't know if that's actually a trade-up or not. Apparently you remember the AMC Pacer. If you don't remember the Fiat, remember that 70s car? The ugliest car ever made. I swear to God. Big round thing all made of glass, like a big fucking terrarium on wheels. You know what I discovered about driving the AMC Pacer? You pick your nose in one of those cars, everyone sees you. Actually, I grew up in, I got a Honda now I'm very happy with, and I got a cell phone in my car. I know I don't need a cell phone, but I just always thought it'd be very cool to have a cell phone, you know. Now I'm like going broke, calling all my friends bragging about it. Hey, I got a cell phone. I got nothing to tell you, but I just called up my mom. Hey, Ma, guess what I'm holding in my hand right now? No, Ma, it's the telephone this time, I swear to God. Anyway, that's my time, folks. You guys have been a great audience. Thank you very, very, very much.
I'm 38 years old, so when I see somebody who's 17, you know what happens very quickly here? It's quite unfair. The sexual peak difference. You know what I'm talking about? Guys reach their sexual peak incredibly early in life. 19. I'm 38. Do you know what that means? That means naps are just about as important as sex to me at this point. That's what that means. I'm not saying I don't like sex. I'm saying I'm like a lot of guys in this room, when naps and sex are presented in the same sentence, it's a tough call to make sometimes. Want to make love or take a nap? Can I talk to you when I wake up? Now, my wife is 34, which means she's reaching her sexual peak right now. Which is slightly annoying. I'm tired. She's looking at bag boys at the supermarket like, oh. You know what this is like? I've known this woman 16 years. Suddenly, she's that much more excited about sex. Suddenly, she's developed the sexual turbo option. You'll be making the normal love, and then all of a sudden... There's not a guy in the world that won't tell you it scares the hell out of you to wake up at 3:30 in the morning with her on top of you. What?
I just thought of something we could do.
What, sleeping? I was thinking of sleeping.
Get out of bed. I want you to be the mailman. Put on the mailbag. Deliver the mail.
I mean, you're scaring me. This is the point women, you can't satisfy them after a while. You can't, and this bothers men, and men don't like to talk about it because they're afraid they're the only ones that feel this way. But it bothers a guy. Now, just the guys know, when you're done, when you're through, you're all finished. And you think you've done a nice job. You think everybody in the room's happy. And you get this.
Let's do it again.
Who are you talking to? Me? You don't understand. I'm done. Thanks for helping. This upsets him. Well, I'm not done. Well, try and finish up quietly. Some of us are sleeping over here. These guys are the worst. When it ends, the romance ends with everything else. Get away from me. Move over. Move over. I just want to hug you. You're all sweaty, for God's sake. Move over. See, the problem is women don't understand the natural sexual progression of the male. Always has been, is, and always will be arousal, orgasm, sleep. That's it. Orgasm, sleep. Orgasms are a lot like Thanksgiving dinner when you think about it. When they're over, you're going to sleep for a little bit. That's all there is to it. Doesn't this make women... Well, I suppose you're going to fall asleep now.
I think so.
Well, we fired the cannon. There's the national anthem. That ought to do it. Boy, isn't it amazing how tired you can be right after, and yet you're so alive right before. I mean, right before, your body is a raw nerve, man. You're a live wire. You're on the chandelier cutting the drapes with a sword. You got a patch over one eye. Oh, you have that little thing... And she's shaking. Want to do it again? Yeah, how's Friday for you? Now, see, you ever hurt yourself? You ever physically hurt yourself making love? Because you're doing this stuff, this acrobatic stuff, you know you shouldn't be doing. But you're just so far into it, you're halfway up the back of the bed thinking, this might not be a real good idea. And like a knee goes out. Oh, oh! And you're in the worst pain of your life, but they think you're enjoying the moment. Oh, oh, oh! Do you like that? My knee! My knee! Do you want me to spank that knee, you bad boy? That's right. They're great.
Wow, what a terrific lineup. I hope you enjoyed our special show, Comedy Quickies from Northern California. We heard comic juggler Ungayo. We heard Brian Leonard. We had Sam Gutman, Tree, Ben Tony, and you just heard the very funny headliner, Jack Gallagher. Hey, thanks for joining us for the 97th full show of my podcast. In just a couple weeks, we'll be releasing our 100th episode, kind of a big deal to me. Hope you're listening. Be sure to tell your friends. Thanks for sharing, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.